And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, welcome to another episode of Garage Sale Gloat. And guess what? We're down in my basement right now and not in the car. It is not Saturday. We're not going garage sailing right now.
But we just did go sailing.
We just went to an estate sale.
And boy, was it awesome.
It was awesome to look at, but it was just an awesome sale in general. And especially for the auction company, which is usually kind of annoying. It was, they were not that annoying this time.
Yeah. So, to start, they had all sorts of just, this person had all sorts of everything as far as collectibles go.
It was mid-century galore, like designer.
That's how they described
designer
the
shit. Look at this cat. This cat is now obsessed is what to knock down the microphone, which is precarious. Look where the cat must go now.
Yes.
What the fuck is wrong with you? There.
There you go.
How are you going to knock anything down, motherfucker?
Kitty on the podcast. How about that? So they had all sorts of crazy stuff, from records to cards to yearbooks. The furniture that was...
The furniture and the glass work were... I mean, they should have had an auction. You're talking Eames. Like, mid-century op art Eames. Designer, incredibly, molded, colorful... they loved orange plastic, which is my favorite color of that whole era.
Right.
70s, 50s, 70s. Unbelievable. Like, the fireplace there had... an orange plastic covering that they're selling for $750.
Right.
Clear chairs, it was sculpted glass. They had a big thing for glass, obviously, and sports.
Yeah. So I ended up just buying comics. They had two huge bins of comics. Most of them were priced, and then they had another bin of just dollar comics. But the price comics that I got...
I didn't even see the dollar comics.
Yeah, those were the single ones, like the ones that were on the table there.
Oh, okay.
Where I got David Cassidy number 6 for...
Yeah.
Not too bad. Another Elf comic.
I was talking with my friend's mom. She's like, did you say a Star Trek comic? And I'm like, yeah, I got it right here. She goes, William Shatner kissed my hand right here. And instantly, I knew who she was. And she's just like... she got kind of pissed because I stopped her story and I go, I know this story. I've heard this story in my, do you have a, are you related to someone named Justin? She's like, that's my son. And I'm like, yep, I've heard this story in my house.
So,
I know your deal, lady.
I ended up getting the Secret Society of Supervillains, both the special. And then issues 1 through 8, missing issue number 2, World's Finest number 144, a really early one with Batman and Brainiac and Clayface.
Lots of Playboy items.
A lot of DC First, Freedom Fighters, Steel, Starfire. The big one was...
talking that way.
I'm looking that way. I'm pointing that way. The New Teen Titans number 2. Yes. Believe it or not, the very first, as far as, Jesus Christ.
The 80s New Teen, the George Perez Wolf.
Yeah. So, I bought it for $45, but that thing goes for like $150 in that condition. Super Teen Family number 1. And then, on the Marvel side, I got Invaders Giant Size number 1, really cheap. Top Brand Eck number 1. The first Power Man and Iron Fist, which is issue number 50.
Is that with a Frank Miller cover?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then She-Hulk number 1. I mean, I bought it for $25 and I sold one for $75 last year. I'll do okay. Early Tales to Astonish. Welcome Back Cotter, $6 Million Man, some Atlas comics. We did real good. So
I got a handful of comics. I got a Atlas Comics Planet of the Vampires. I got the adaptation of Island of Dr. Moreau with what looks like a Gil Kane.
It sure cover. Is.
The first two issues of the Star Trek The Motion Picture adaptation. And Howard the Duck number 2 and Howard the Duck number 4. All the Howard the Ducks I have are like in the 20s and...
Yeah, those are the best ones. Love them.
Then I got a...
You got Trio.
Yes. I got a photo of the New York City subway and what looks to be maybe the 70s or the 80s. I'm thinking more of the 80s. No, well, they have Pez for 25 cents. It might be even earlier than that. But New York City subway car, and then albums, Trio, Da Da Da. This is one of the hilarious, most hilarious, fun albums.
Yeah.
Ever.
For $5 each.
The best from Tommy the Who. I don't know if that's like what is that who came first, which is sort of like Pete Townsend, I think, doing. Basically, demos for stuff that was going to be in The Who. It's hard, The Who, post Keith Moon, Who, Dave Edmonds, Information, which I think, yeah, Slipping Away, which had Watch It, Kitty Cat, which had a video on MTV.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I think maybe, no, this isn't the one. Yes, Jeff Lynn produced Slipping Away.
There you go.
That's right. I knew there was a Jeff Lynn connection.
His Jeff Lynn radar was going off.
Yeah. Oh, I got a Jeff Lynn story. There's this band called the Dream Eaters, and they're sort of like, they are ironic. It's a couple, a man and a woman, and they do like synthy music. I think they got a guy who plays synthesizer with them. Mm-hmm. And it's very like devil, like funny devil worship. So it's very like Powered by Satan songs.
Okay.
And, but their music is very catchy. And I wrote like a year ago on one of their videos, I left a comment saying, this sounds like if Jeff Lynne was a nihilist. and just yesterday they hearted it, and then they were like, can we call our album that? And I'm like, yes please.
There you go.
And my last album is Quiet Riot Mental Health, in beautiful, beautiful, beautiful condition.
Didn't he just pass away, Kevin Dubrow?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about Quiet Riot. I just know it's an 80s hair metal band, and that's, I needed something that I can sell on the internet. Everything else I'm keeping for my own sweaty little hands. Oh, yes, and I got this stuffed witch. I don't even know if she's supposed to be a witch. And the only way we could describe her is she's like the Mrs. Doubtfire of Keebler Elves. She's a character from somewhere. Wait, let's see what her...
You can look under her bloomers.
Mattel Mother Goose. Oh, it's Mattel Mother Goose. It's from like... Was it like from Bullwinkle... cartoons?
It could just be Mattel's Mother Goose.
No, I think she was in like
Fractured Fairy Tales
or something like that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But
I'll go home.
Okay. Yes. So that's it. She has a voice. That's why she was as is. Her voice box just goes. She just has like light gas. Oh, easy, Mother Goose. Give her okay, give her a little pat on the back.
Keep it up, she's gonna get the runs.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you those are fixable. But so there's a little record sitting inside of Mother Goose's butt somewhere.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could watch the Piss Pot special again and learn how to do that.
Yeah. Well, anyway. All right, that's our pre-haul, and we will just get right into whatever our next show is.
I spent as much money in that estate sale as I
did in a day out on Grasha.
Yeah, but I'm going to sell it all, so I'll do okay.
I'm not. Not me. I'm not going to do okay. But anyway, next time you hear us, we will be in a car for real.
Your chicken?
Yeah. Maybe it's in your bedroom.
Maybe it's bedroom. Whoop, excuse me.
Those that do, that's completely gay.
Oh! Hey, welcome to Garage Sale Glow! Gotcha, Johnny Boy. I knew if I pushed play at just the right second, you would say something that was,
you know what?
Very funny.
We've got our own studio audience.
Anyway,
between the chicken and the chef.
as you heard, we may hit the garage show we were just talking about again today. Possibly, although it sounds like we have a big fucking route ahead of us, and we might, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell where, how far we're going to get today, but we're en route to a garage sale that I have a lot of hope for, because it starts at 8, but it's not the kind of garage sale that draws all the turds. It's just a regular Joe garage sale, except everything's like 25 cents at a dollar. The records are 25 cents, it says.
I thought it was $2.
$2.
CDs are a dollar.
CDs records are a dollar.
$2.
I thought it, okay, well, either way, that's $2 is fine. 25 cents is like dream price. But it's not like a huge stash of records, huge stash of books.
It just looks like a nice little...
It looks like good stuff.
Yeah.
And like the CD, like it's not going to be Mantovani CDs. Maybe
no.
It probably is going to be a few Mantovani CDs.
As a matter of fact, it's so funny because yesterday, on my way back from lunch, I saw a garage sale. And I used to, there's a whole box set of Mantovani albums.
Yeah.
It's like, what, you don't like what you see? Not my cup of tea, ma'am.
It makes me happy that there still is... are records that nobody will buy under any circumstances. And it's this, and like, oh my God, I had a free score off the corner right there. Oh no, I know why I recognize that place. That was a place I got the alien Fisher-Price movie viewer from a little old lady.
Of course, it's always the little old lady.
For 50 cents.
Gotta bring him in.
Is this
even
it?
Outdoors. Here we are.
All right.
Here we are, Pismo Beach.
All right. I'm looking forward to this. We'll be back. Anyway, first garage sale of the day.
Swing, 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 swing.
Nice guy. Good stuff. Good stuff. I like immediately saw, like, out of that whole that random box of stuff. And he was saying he cleaned out the Sky Coasters garage sale. There were a lot of, like, people, like promotional. Like, I'm a singer. Here's my stats. Here's my band. Somebody was working at a bar. So I picked up a bunch of those. He just, like, threw those in the stack and rounded it up. So those were all, like, 1964 World's Fair. 14 records of all different...
25 cents each, you were right.
Huh?
You were right, 25 cents each.
No, they were $1 a piece. The records were $1 a piece.
Well, that's right.
But
the CDs were 25 cents each. Which I got Neil Young live in Toronto from 1973. Miles Davis collection.
Well, like that live Neil Young is something I think he printed off on his computer.
He did.
It's a download.
It is, but I can't wait to
check
it out.
Yeah, yeah, I got a King Crimson one like that, too.
Right, and then like Stuff to Sell for a Quarter, that's easy sell.
Yeah.
Joshua Tree for You Too, Sarah McLachlan, Black Crowes. I mean, the Faith Hill is even in the shrink wrap.
Black Crowes are in the news now, so maybe you can even sell more of them.
Of course, more your buddy Clapton.
Oh.
Live Funkadelic from 71.
Another
Eddie Cheddar, Pearl Scan.
Wow.
It sells. And this is for me, because I'm in a mission to get the rest of the cool Steve Miller stuff and Drop Acid and I don't know. And then Elton John, of course. But for 25, I spent $3 on all these.
Yeah,
all
that's
I
what I'm saying.
It's like I sell one of them.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Like, there were all these records by this band, the Todd Hoban Band, and Todd Hoban,
Who the fuck is Todd Hoban? I don't know. They're all in perfect shape. Maybe Todd Hoban's my new favorite artist. Maybe not, for a buck.
Maybe he's your new arch enemy.
You know, I mean, I'm going to end up with a big box of records that I can take and, like, sell somewhere or trade them in at one of the record stores.
Yeah, man, that's complete. That's contraband.
Well, you know, I mean, if you're going to be calling yourself physical media rules,
right,
might as well have some extra physical media hanging out.
That's kind of my point. I mean, that's why I bought more blank cassettes. Oh, look at that doggo.
Just soaking up. He's pitch black, too. He's just soaking up sun. He's happy as hell just laying there.
Black dog.
Dogs just love to get, like, yeah, a black dog in the sun is just like... We used to have a wood stove, and the neighbor's dogs would come over, and they'd all just, like, you could barely touch them. They would be, like, little sausages cooking next to that heat. They love that shit. Cats, too.
Yeah, well, right now, it's sunny, but it's, you know, it's moderate. It's only 64 degrees.
It was supposed to be only in the 50s right now. I had long pants on when I first got up, because it was supposed to only get, like, to about 70 at, like, 3 o'clock. And it's already pushing 70 now. It's very nice out. What else did I get? I got a lot of, like, I got a whole folder full of train pictures that somebody took, like, and developed in their own. Just random stuff. I got a 64 World's Fair booklet.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that there was a lot of good stuff there yesterday, because the Santana
record
was missing.
That Santana record, I've seen a bunch of those.
Yeah, I think I even have it.
Yeah, yeah.
I might even have that one myself.
I think I saw you buy it at a garage sale this summer.
I did, I think.
Or last summer. One of the summers. Yeah. One of these summers. A lot of books. A lot of books, including what looks like an early paperback of So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, like a British printing of So Long and Thanks for All. I've never seen the cover for it before, and it's on some.
You got some Star Wars ones.
Yeah. And some Star Trek ones. The only Star Trek. Yeah, I mean, like, it's like New Jedi Academy, New Jedi Order, or something like that. All that stuff is.
Jedi.
It's like, I'll look it up. If it's not worth anything, it's going in a free library thing. They're like, I have a really bad attitude against Star Wars side fiction and Star Trek side fiction. Most of it is garbage written by fanboys and fangirls.
Capitalizing on shit that they don't...
It's...
Making money off of things that they don't really should be making money.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Lucasfilm is the one who started. I mean, they're all official, like, Star Wars canon until Disney sells Star Wars or something, and then they'll dump all the Disney canon, like Disney dumped the Lucasfilm canon. But they're just usually not very well written. I remember being a little kid and, like, seeing Star Trek books and being like, oh my god, there's books? Because books were my favorite thing in the world, and Star Trek was another one of my favorite things in the world. And it's just like, holy shit, I can read books about Star Trek, and then reading them and going like, oh, this kind of sucks. And even at like 8 years old, 7 years old, like thinking, oh, this isn't very well written, you know, it's horribly written. And then I got older, and I'm like, I'll try these again, because maybe I just didn't get it because I was 7 years old. It's just like, oh no, I got it.
He got it, all right.
Not that there isn't some out there, or there's some, like, I have the, I think it's called something like The Search for Darth Vader's Glove, or Darth Vader's Glove. It is written for, like, little kids, and it's obviously... with no regard to what it really is, Star Wars. What would go into a Star Wars story, and it's just ridiculous. That's worth having.
Let me use the force to find my glove.
Of books. I got a map of an old surveyor map of Lake Ontario and a trash to shit Thomas Dolby, the Flat Earth.
Yes, you did.
That's going to go in my laundry room.
And a couple other things that I got. I got some blank cassettes, and I
a stack of them.
Yeah, I only got three of them because I have like over a dozen of them at home. I got to start selling them. But I got a Ginchy purple cassette holder. That might be worth money, actually.
I was looking at that. I was thinking of getting that when I saw it in the thing, and then I forgot about it. They must have sold them, but they had three of the round spindle 45 holders.
And he had a whole ton of Genesee and Jenny Cream Ale, like, swag hats and whatnot.
And tons of beer cans.
So I got that. I got one Billy beer can to fill in the one that was missing from the 5-pack that I bought last year with the ring. So he threw that in, and I got a $5 Jenny Cream Ale trucker hat.
Jenny Screamer.
I know. I mean, I really felt like I had a turtle poking out just looking out.
Nice.
It's like, this coffee is strong.
We're still going. We'll be back.
Yeah, we just hit three garage sales in a row on the same street. And
did you get anything from those?
I bought $2 worth of blank cassettes, so I'm stocking up on blank cassettes.
Cassette day, then.
Blank cassettes, because they're the ones that survived the rain from yesterday.
Physical media rules. Also.
Yeah, but it's like they're like. Yeah, she told us right off the bat.
She was telling me that just as I was picking up a book and it was soaking wet. And I've got two soaking wet.
You gotta put them in the back, you know. You have to put them right behind us.
Yeah, they're not. We can do that. But they're not soaking wet, actually. They were probably another half hour away in the sun from being dry. And they're those they're rag rugs. So they'll dry out fast, but. Those are what I've been looking for my basement. Something colorful and simple and cheap. I got both of them for $10.
Damn, it's always amazing how we always seem to be driving and there's always a sale coming up.
How is that even possible? And I got a $4 frog mask. I gave Johnny Bueno a jump scare.
He didn't give me a jump scare.
He almost shit his pants, ladies and gentlemen.
If I did, I wouldn't get any on me, but no, I did not.
If he would have shit his pants, we would have been recording immediately afterwards while the smell was still fresh.
I think we're talking sharding.
All right, yes. Well, whatever we're talking about, we're getting to the age where we probably should not be joking about stuff like that.
I think we'll call it a sick. What the name of the sitcom would be?
What? Say it.
Shark Trek.
Shark Trek, the grossest picture. All right. All right. There we go. That's setting the tone for the day. We'll be back. Just had to hit record because when the song comes on, we gotta record.
Yeah.
But
so
we've
been driving around a lot in East Irondequoit. I haven't really found too much, but we have found a few things here and there. I mean, it's been so long ago, I can't even remember. I think hitting that Tim Hortons bathroom break pretty much cleared out my memory cache.
Did a little reset, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely needed that.
Yeah, I mean, like I gotta say, you gotta go to the Discord if you really want to get a clear view. Because then we get home, we take pictures of everything. It's hard to remember. It's hard to remember. I got this neat piece of wood. Like the lady said her husband was trying to make it into a what the hell is it? Spinning
like a for pottery?
No, for like serving food, like that.
A Lazy Susan.
A Lazy Susan. He was trying to hook a Lazy Susan on the bottom of it, and he didn't like how the resin that he attached it to. Basically, he needed to sand it a lot to get it to look really nice, and he didn't want to. But like for, it's a beautiful piece of wood, and it's like good for displaying stuff. So I'll just put stuff on it in my house, you know.
Sure.
As a display.
I bought a bunch of CDs for a buck a piece. Oh, and then I got that Life in Hell book.
Yeah, a Life in Hell book.
And the Simpsons Christmas book to add to my Simpsons collection. Oh. The Matt Groening twofer.
I got a bunch of Illuminati books from some lady and an Animorph. Well, Animorph's number one with a snake person on it. I don't know if those are worth anything, but I have a feeling if I just keep picking them up for a quarter and piling them up like all the other ones that are like that, like the Captain Underpants and stuff like that, I'll have a nice little collection that I can...
We passed it. Let's go back around. Before this song ends, I always tell you, I said this last week, what's interesting about this, this song's got three different, maybe even four distinct harmonica parts. Four different harmonicas, and there's actually a video of him playing them all.
Yeah, I think he said he wrote the song just so he could use all his harmonicas. He wanted to use the really big one at the beginning.
Adrian.
See, I think a lot of people got their garage sale, the piss taken out of their garage sale yesterday when it rained. We're coming to a lot of places to wet stuff because it rained yesterday.
A little Prince action.
A little 1999.
So
I was pissed. There was I saw 1999 at the garage sale yesterday at that estate sale, and it had no records in it. So it was just the case to 1999. I was just like, God damn it, that's why it's still here.
So we're heading to another neighborhood sale right now. Well, we're about to, but this says garage sale right here.
Yeah.
What's that say?
240 Liberty.
I thought it was 250 Liberty.
No. Only, is this it? That's 206. Okay, that's just somebody.
It's right there. It's them folks right there.
Somebody humping on 240s. All right.
I'm a hobbit. I'm a hobbit.
Alright, we've been going for a little while. Driving all around down by the water here. It's been a little slower, but oh Jesus. Like we were talking about how we could have quit at like what was it, about 10:30 at that time we were talking about that though.
Yeah.
We started at 8, but by 10:30 we're like, yeah, if we quit right now I'd have enough stuff to feel like I had a good garage selling day. I was going over it when we did the pit stop at your place and like, it's got a shitload of books. And like I was just grabbing them up at that one guy's place because they were 25 cents, so I'm not even like thinking.
I bought at least 20 CDs today. I bought 15 and 12, so 27. Yeah.
I got a They Might Be Giants and a Graceland, Paul Simon. That's about it. I might actually already have Graceland now that I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure. No, I don't. I have There Goes Ryman Simon.
My wife is into the Paul Simon. She loves Paul Simon and all that stuff.
I like some Paul Simon a lot. There Goes Ryman Simon is a fucking great album filled with stuff. There was one called Hearts and Bones, which was really good. That was the album before Graceland. And he was just starting to get into the. He was just starting to get into the African music, but he also did some weird, like there's a song that has a telephone dialing and telephone beeping on it that's really fucking cool. That had a really great video, too. And that album in Graceland, and those are like, there's one other one, too, but I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. But
Can you call me Al?
Well, that was on Graceland.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. That was a big hit. One of the big hits off Graceland. I think that was the one that kicked it all off.
You know what's ironic? As much as everyone slogs on Chevy Chase, what made that song in that video? It was Chevy Chase.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were friends from Saturday Night Live days, because Paul Simon was on Saturday Night Live
right
all the time. But Paul Simon's kind of an insufferable prick, too, I hear. You know, so he and Chevy Chase probably get along great. Or they don't, and they just work well together.
You know what?
I think Chevy Chase actually played on that song. I think he had something to do with that song, because he's a keyboard player. He played with Steely Dan for a short period of time.
Was he a keyboard player or a drummer?
I think he might play drums too. Is that even a garage sale back there? Or was that just... It looked like they were having a picnic outside of their garage or something.
Never seen that before.
Yeah. But, I got a few DVDs at the last one. I got a Star Trek 3 and Star Trek 6. I love Star Trek 3. And all these, Clone Commandos and A Galaxy Divided. So those are both 2 4-episode collections of Clone Wars.
Excuse me.
And then the first episode of Rebels.
What's a god have a need for a starship?
That is Star Trek 5. I do not have that yet.
What's Star Trek? Oh, that's the one.
Star Trek 6 is the one where Nicholas Meyer, who did Wrath of Khan, came back for the and to where Kirk and... They're making peace with the peace talks with the Klingons, and then there's an attack, and like the Klingon president is killed, and they blame Kirk. Kirk's been set up, and he and Bones get sent to like basically the Klingon version of Siberia planet, and Kirk mates out with a beautiful woman that's actually like a weird shape shifting.
It was in Star Trek V where we got the Uhura bikini
yes.
belly dance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where they had to backlight the hell out of her. She's just basically a silhouette with like a lot of dust in the air. And that dust is coming off her.
Ha ha! Hey! You don't talk about it! This is beautiful lady!
The story's about, like, Gene Roddenberry and Nichelle Nichols and Majel Barrett and stuff. You know, I don't know if it was Majel. Somebody came into his office and out from under his desk crawls Nichelle Nichols when he was married to Majel Barrett, but I don't think Majel Barrett minded. I don't know. It was the 60s.
It's refreshing to see a family of four, including
with fishing
a dog,
rods,
with
all their fishing rods. Well, look where we're.
It's a perfect day for it.
Well, we're also in fishing area of, you know, we're not as close as we were just a few minutes ago. But
yeah,
we're
but
still
people
in the,
people don't realize our area is huge. One of the big tourist things for us is our fishing.
Well, we got a Great Lakes. And Finger Lakes around here, you know?
Yeah, between the wineries and the fishing. We actually had our own fishing show at a mainstream...
Are you even supposed to eat fish out of Lake Ontario or just a limited number of them?
Well, yeah, and part of it is without getting too technical, my father always said it. They always tested the whole fish and never just the fillet. You know, he was pretty wise about it. Back in the 70s, it was bad. I ate fish out of Lake Ontario since I was a little kid.
Yeah, well...
And look at me.
Let's read the sign right at the side of the road right next to our car right now. As we're
Share the hope.
take the lead. Oh, take the lead. But it means, really, it means take the lead from Lake Ontario.
The Hope Kids.
Although it's probably...
It's for the Hope Kids camp.
I literally read that as take the lead. And, you'll take the lead and you'll like it.
You can tell because they got the call in their eyes.
Yeah. Share the hope.
Yeah, those Hope Kids, they get their own camp.
Yeah, they're the kids that end up at the garage sales going, I'm thirsty.
That was two episodes back.
That's one episode back? Two episodes back. That was one episode back, which I haven't released yet. I'm stretching them out because we have a couple weeks off for 4th of July.
That's a very odd Ontario license plate out of this.
What the hell is the fucking... why are we sitting here?
There's a light up ahead.
Jesus Christ, what kind of light is it?
I think it's a red light.
Yeah, I know it's a red light, but how long is this goddamn... This is the weirdest shit on this kind of road.
Yeah, it's like a quarter mile up ahead, too. We're stuck here.
It's bizarre.
And what's really weird is there's no red here. We're just sitting here. It's just, I think, a busy intersection with no left turn.
Is there somebody just, like, halfway, like, at the front, like, stroking out with their head on the... Beam! On their horn?
Now, Rat Nick, we told you about you and your angry... yeah, there's people, like, turning around because they're like, this is bonkers. There is a left turn up. No, there is not a left turn up ahead.
It's probably one of those
There's
things.
Somebody making a left turn up ahead, a quarter mile ahead.
The light's probably malfunctioning because yesterday was a fucking windy, fucking stormy day.
Ooh, Funny Farm Lane. See that?
Oh, it's a joke. Right? Because it's literally someone's driveway. I gotta see what the cross street on Funny Farm Lane is. Yeah, it's Sam and Jay's Boulevard. Yeah, this is just a personalized thing that Sam and Joy's.
Oh, well.
Well, at least all those people turning around made the line a lot shorter.
That looks like a poop. That stack of rocks, it looks like a big pile of poop.
Well, it ain't. It's rocks. That was a painful poop if it was a poop. Anyway, okay. We'll be back after
we've got enough time. We can talk about, was it when you had those stones that you pooped out that one?
What, my gallstones?
Yes.
Yeah, thousands of them. Yeah, I heard them popping out of the duct like, yeah, exactly, like popcorn. Yeah. And you know, we're not going to do it on the show, but anybody having a problem with their gallbladder, come on Discord and get a hold of me. I'll give you a method. Fix you right up.
Smooth.
Fix you right up. Oh, it's a smooth move. You're going to spend a day being smooth. As smooth as you've ever been. Yeah, that's what everybody says. Try being full bore smooth for 24 hours.
Well, I don't want to get into too much detail, but it kind of felt like that about now.
Let's just say this. In order to be smooth, you got to fucking swallow your fair share of Epsom salts. And it ain't fun. And what comes after? It might be your idea of fun. Anyway, get on the Garage Sale Bloat Discord, and I'll give you some links. We'll fix up your gallbladder.
Hey, we can see the light now.
And overnight. Yes, we can. We can see the light. I did actually see it change to green, so it's actually changing.
One person makes a left-hand turn.
Yeah, it fucks everything up, and everybody's like, yeah. Everybody's probably turning left. Wow, this is just incredible. It's like a city traffic jam in the most unexpected place. Yeah. Sometimes we find our traffic jams in the most unexpected places, everybody. Don't forget.
Oh, it's a car bones.
Look at that. There's a log just...
Wow. The hideout.
Just hanging out on that wire.
Okay. I've never seen that before. Okay, everybody, with marbles in your mouth.
Lean on that southern accent, Mick.
It's time for some fish and chips.
Anyway,
today, Leon.
Everything's $2 today for some reason. Just got an old 70s electric pencil sharpener. $2.
Just like the one that I got the first week of the season at that estate sale.
Wasn't that about $2 there too?
No, mine was like $4, but it's still worth it.
Still, yeah.
Glizzy's Reds.
Red Glizzy's.
Looks like it's worthy of a stop there.
Yeah, I'll do it.
How much do I take
what
out?
What else did I get for two? Oh, I got one of those laser Christmas decorations.
Yeah, you did.
Which I've wanted for a while, but only if it's going to cost $2 or less.
And I don't remember if I bought anything. Yeah, I did. I bought a couple of DVDs. I got a couple of CDs. I bought the Revenge of the Nerds. So I could educate my daughter.
And
and only sketch, the first one.
Yeah, this first one's sketch. She's going to be like, that's a little rapey. But you can educate her on what we found. I went to see that movie with our neighbor in the theater. We were in the Thousand Islands staying on our neighbor's lake at their cabin, and their grandmother named Flaky Grandmother, who called her accelerator on her car the Exhilarator, said, "We're going to the movies in Watertown," and she took us to Revenge of the Nerds, and we had to watch it with all the shower scenes and nudity, with Flaky Grandma sitting there going, "Ah, woo, look at that."
I think one of my favorite lines in there, I could say it on the podcast, Mr. Edward Aloysius Olowowski. It's Ogre, you asshole. Mr. Ogre, you asshole.
No, I mean, it's got fucking Booger.
How's the pie?
What Booger?
It's my pie.
Look at this. Everybody's pulling their signs in. They see us coming. Yanking that sign right up there.
Why do they call you Booger anyways? Oh, I don't know.
The man was a legend. Between that and Risky Business and, Moonlighting.
Well, and Better Off Dead.
And Better Off Dead. Oh, yeah.
Do you realize the street value of
the
smoke?
I've never seen it. Never seen it, so I always forget about that movie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
A bunch of those 80 movies I never saw. All right. Garage Sale to go to. Well, we've come full circle.
He's pulling out his club, and he's walking at us, that old guy, with his oxygen tank.
Good. sounds like fun. Anyway, we're about done. We've gone full circle. We went back to that big estate sale that we went to at the beginning of the show from 2 days ago. And got a few half-price things. Not much to get there. All the comics were cleared out. All the Playboys were cleared out. I got me 3 books on how to be a psychic, a nice piece of green glass, and a magazine rack, like little magazine holder for a buck. And James Caan's autograph, an autographed 8.5 by 11? 8x10.
Black and white glossy. Was it sepia tone?
Nope.
I love sepia tone.
Nope, just regular black and white.
So, are they in the new movie Girls Like Girls?
I think they're borderline little people.
Possible.
Yeah, no. Anyway. Anyway, before we get out of the show, we have a little bonus surprise for you.
You can edit that, by the way. You can just...
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, can I? Maybe. Maybe, Johnny, in the future, you should just shut the fuck up, man.
No, I don't. I you can leave it all you want. I just, your reaction to it was that of quiet disdain.
Yeah. Yeah. Why point it out?
Lighten up, Francis. Lighten up.
Anyway.
Speaking of lighten up.
There's been a... you'd look pissed, too, if you were dressed that heavily in the full sunlight. Just like... He's dressed for, like, winter or the full rainstorm.
He looked like a tauntaun in the summer.
Yeah, he's just swimming in sweat. Dum-dum. It's a beautiful summer day. Anyway. Before we get out of here, we got a little bonus. Mr. Johnny Bueno. Well, a little show we like to call the Antiques Roadshow came into town last week, and Mr. Johnny Bueno decided to bring an item there. And I'll just let him take it from there.
I won the lottery, so to speak. As in, if you wanted to go to the Antiques Roadshow that was blowing in the town locally, pseudo, you could submit your name and a couple of ideas of what you wanted. No one actually bid on any of those things that I wanted, but I did get the lottery system to actually go and bring one thing and bring someone else to bring something else. So my wife ended up bringing a painting, of course, and because she's an artist, but it was a painting that was a little bit on the rare side. It required a little bit of research. She thought it'd be a good idea because they're the experts and it might be helpful that they might know something a little bit about that. Myself, on the other hand, after thinking long and hard, basically the night before, realized I had something that was both good representation as far as our fine city of Rochester, as well as something that was technically an antique because it was a little over 50 years old. And what I had was this picture frame that contained an advertisement. And the advertisement was for the Spider-Man newspaper strip that came out in the mid-70s. And what this was is a bright orange, black and white newspaper strip that was for the Spider-Man newspaper strip. And it came from the Democrat Chronicle, which is our local newspaper. And what happened was that I was working at a comic book store 30 years ago, and somebody showed up with this advertisement in the frame already. What would you say? It'd be like 12 by 24?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So, in a wood, nice wood glass frame with a mahogany frame around it. And he had, like, the newspaper strips as well. He had a stack, two stacks of them. That was like the first 2 years of the black and whites, and then he had a folder with the first year of the color strips of the Spider-Man newspaper. And it walked in, and basically described that this advertisement was on the back of the Democrat Chronicle, and he was a paper boy at the time, and he liked it so much that while no one was looking, he literally ripped it off the back of the box. He kept it for all these years. And then he, as an adult, decided to frame it. And he had all these newspaper strips. And he brought them to the comic book store that I was working in for trade. Long story short, I ended up buying them for $75. Fast forward 30 years, we get to the Antiques Roadshow. And as we're sitting there in line, first for 20 minutes just to show our ticket. And then for another 45 minutes to get to the spot where we could show our stuff off. So, you know, we're like 45 minutes to drive there, another hour plus to stand in line, just so I could take it out of the case. And within like 15 seconds of taking it out of the case, there was people everywhere. There was people with earpieces. There was like three people walking at me. Basically, I was a live one. And I was signing stuff, and they basically pulled me aside
and interviewed me for what I had for the show. And I'm not sure if it's going to be on the show, but I gave him all my information, and that was about 5 minutes of all that. They're taking all sorts of pictures. And then we got whisked away after that, all the way. This woman took us, and basically, we basically ran around the entire Monopoly board, passing people all the way to the collectibles line, and putting me in front of the five or six people in front of the collectibles line, just so this guy could tell me what this thing was worth. You know, typical appraiser guy, full of himself, with a patterned shirt and, you know, dark greasy hair and all that stuff. He said he found one from a different newspaper on his information, but that was it, in pristine shape. And he said that was what sold for $1,800.
He literally did what either you and I could have done with a little research. He probably did the same.
Well, what's even funnier is I went to go look behind the screen. Hey, no looking right there. What? Trying to see what he had go working on.
Yeah. No, he probably has access to some paid auction sites.
I wanted to see what his site was more than what he was looking at. But he wouldn't let me. But he said if I was going to sell this at auction, he says because of the condition of it not being nearly as nice, he said between $800 to $1,200. So basically $1,000 for that. And
you know, you never know, because it's not something you can just go out and buy.
It's one of a kind.
It's
one of a kind for the Democratic Chronicle.
As far as we know. There could be other ones that people ripped off that haven't even shown up.
You know what's going to happen? Next week, you're going to find one at a garage sale.
Right. but what I'm saying is, you probably just can't go on eBay and have two or three of them sitting there fighting it out on eBay for price. It's probably something that turns up every once in a while for different cities, probably mostly like New York City, because there were probably a lot of them in New York City. And there's a lot of, like, you know, New York City collector people are like, let's go out and rip off all the Spider-Man, you know, things from all the newsstands. Come on, let's go.
I'm going to go to, if I would sell it, I would probably go to Heritage Auctions. Because they do all the big-time collectible stuff, and that's the perfect spot, because that's the biggest audience, and the guys, you know, the fattest guys with the deepest pockets and the fattest wallets.
Yeah.
So that was fun. So we got really fast-tracked for that, and then, like, literally, it's just so funny. My wife, she had her painting, and it was like, that's where I got to experience the long line. We were in the line for an hour and 40 minutes. People apologizing to us. I mean, it was fun. To be very frank, it was, and they encouraged us as well to socialize with people. And, you know, the people that were, this old couple ahead of us with the wagon and the old painting and the quilt over it, they're from the Syracuse area, and they paid to come, and you could tell that they were staking it out. And, you know, behind us was a lesbian couple that was probably our age. The funny thing about them was, is like, this one woman that was walking past was like waving to them. All of a sudden, she's like, yeah, that's my ex. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like,
happens in Rochester.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, what a million, I guess. But so we had a good time with that. So finally, we got to the place, and they actually had to increase the number of appraisers for the paintings and weed all the people that showed up with prints, of course, because that was a different. And she showed up, and it was this 1960s oil painting, which alone is probably worth $250 just for what it was, a 1960s oil painting. It's 50 years old, and it was definitely by someone who was accomplished and all that, but she had insisted it was by someone who was a sculptor. And neither the first or the second appraiser.
Well, it depends on what they're known for. If they're known as a sculpture, their paintings aren't as
Right, and that was exactly it. But they had suggested that the place that she had gotten it, they had recommended that she go ahead and go to the place in which
It was done. It was part of some sort of painting society. So, yeah, so that's what she's going to probably have to go to confirm or deny. So, anyways.
Well, I'm surprised. Now, is that 50 years old antique rule, an antique roadshow rule, it has to be at least 50 years old?
No, that's like a rule of thumb, isn't it?
No, rule of thumb is 100 years for antiques. 20 years for vintage, 100 years for antiques.
Oh, I thought it was 50 years for... Okay.
Well, I know...
Maybe for furniture?
I know that Antique Roadshow has done... I've seen plenty of, like, Star Wars memorabilia and stuff like that. So, that you know, they definitely do stuff that's less than 100 years old. Because you probably have to.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, my... Both of my things were 50-plus years old, but... Yeah. Anyways, I was in the mood for Chewy's. We wanted to hear once before with Barb.
It was good, yeah.
So
I didn't know what we were doing, and now I'm kind of psyched.
Yeah.
All right, little Mexican food. We are out of here. It's going to be a couple more weeks till we hit the road again.
No, we're good next week.
I thought next week was...
No, next week we're good, and then after that it's 2 weeks off. So...
Next week's 4th of July, you know.
No, next week is the 20th. Today's the 20th. Next week's the 27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. And then it's 4th of July, and then it's the comic show.
I guess we should also say, continuity-wise, you found your hat, it's back on your head,
yep,
and you're not completely out of sorts like last week.
Yep. I'm back in business, baby.
He's back, baby!